It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort, and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
1 o'clock hour. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're streaming on the Game Nashville app as well. Our man, Alan Bell, 24/7. CBS Sports Line is with us. Alan, good to talk to you, my friend. We can bet on football again. I'm so excited.
I know, man. First off, Chase, good to talk to you too, buddy. Good to hear your voice. And you're right, man. We have made it through the Sahara Desert. Football is back. Football betting is back. It's fantastic, man.
I saw our friend Rick Merritt tweeted a GIF of him to his baseball bets, and it's the GIF of dropping Woody in the box from Toy Story, putting it away.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
So obviously, this is just kind of wetting the whistle a little bit. You know, not a full slate like we're going to see next week, but with I'll start tomorrow in Ireland. Northwestern taking on Nebraska. Nebraska laying 9.5. I like the Cornhuskers in this one, but is that too many points, or do you think they'll be okay?
No, I think they're going to be fine. I'm with you. And we've seen this number drop, right? And I'm not really sure why. I mean, there's Nebraska fans are all over it in Dublin. They're out there. Nebraska, you could put a game on the moon and they would sell it out, right? Like, they're going to show up. Look, I think that betting teams like Nebraska in these games, and what I mean by them is they know what time it is, and Scott Frost exactly knows what time it is that he has to win. And I don't know how Nebraska's season is going to go overall, but I like teams and coaches in early games where they're on the hot seat. And I think Nebraska is going to take every opportunity to score every single touchdown that they can and put up points. And look, man, I mean, nothing against Northwestern. I like Pat Fitzgerald, good football coach, but Nebraska, especially at that number and what we've seen it drop, yeah, there's a ton of value there.
And a game that, I call a degenerate special that I've been looking at, Charlotte taking on Florida Atlantic, and this line has moved quite a bit. It's been dropping, but Charlotte getting 5.5. I like the 49ers.
Yeah, I do too, man. You know, Will Hilliard and everything that they've done there, like, they're a good, just solid, fundamental football team, and I don't know what we're going to get out of FAU this year. Lane Kiffin obviously has not been there for a while. This is not your old FAU team. Look, I'm with you there. And I'll say this, it's not a bad strategy, to look where you can find your value with teams that are getting points, especially in matchups like this. It's not going to work for every game, obviously. We just talked about Nebraska and taking points with it. But, yeah, man, like, if you give me a good, solid, fundamental team and you're giving me more than 3 points, yeah, I'm going to take that usually all day long.
Talking to Alan Bell, as we look at week zero, we have some meat to chew on here with some college football coming up. So, Alan, just give us your thoughts. Vanderbilt, Hawaii.
I love it. All right, so look, you look at it as a travel distance, right? Like, that's obviously a thing here. However, I do like that Vanderbilt went early, got there, got it out of the way, and acclimated to practicing and just being on their time. Look, I don't trust in Hawaii whatsoever. They've got stadium issues. They've got SIDs that are making videos. Like, I don't like any of that. And what I do like about Vanderbilt is they haven't said a word, son. Like, they are on a business trip. Week one, I like Clark Lee, like Barton Simmons, everything that those guys are doing over there. I like Vanderbilt here. Now, the interesting part is that we've seen this number move a ton over the last 24, 48 hours. We were sitting, just 2 days ago, Vanderbilt was an 8.5-point favorite. Last night, they go down to only an 8-point favorite. Now we're looking at Vanderbilt being, I believe, a 9.5-point favorite. I think that's where it's sitting right now. Yeah, 9.5. So we've seen, a big thing there. One thing to pay attention to, okay, if you're betting Vanderbilt, which I like 9.5, I'll take him, I'm rolling with him. Plus, I like Vanderbilt's special teams, too. I think that absolutely matters in these first, you know, opening season games. One thing to pay attention to, remember how football is scored. And what I mean by that is increments of 3, increments of 10. It's been a while since we have bet on football. So while we're sitting at 9.5, understand, 9.5, 10, you're looking at now a touchdown and a field goal. If it gets to 10.5, you're now looking at needing 2 touchdowns, right? So be cognizant of those numbers. But 9.5, yeah, I'll take Vanderbilt.
Alan, at this time of the year, especially for college football, there's not a lot of info out there. There's not a lot of injury info, at least publicly. So when you see a line move like that, is it because there's information behind the scenes on injuries, people, you know, focusing in on the game a little bit more because it's closer? How does that work?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, usually that's what it is, right? Because especially with the public, you know, it's not like Vanderbilt is Alabama in terms of people who may not even watch college football, right? And that's not against Vanderbilt. There's like 5 teams in the country that fall in that category, right? So it's not like the public is going crazy loving Vanderbilt. There's generally something there, and it's going to have to fall on Hawaii's side. Now, what that information is, we don't know. The frustrating part is that somebody knows, and somebody's gotten a hold of it, right? So that's the funny part. But, yeah, always pay attention to where line movements are going, especially when you see fluctuation on both sides and then a large spike. That generally means that Hawaii's either going to have suspended players or they're going to be missing players, like things like that. I don't want to put, like, suspensions on guys that, you know, they didn't do it. But there's generally a reason for that, and it's usually guys that aren't playing. So, yeah, keep an eye there. If it continues to go, yeah, there's really smoke with that fire.
Now, what are the odds, Alan, that someone besides a quarterback will win the Heisman this year?
Man, all right, so it's so difficult, right? Like, in college, I'll give it credit. Like, they're better about opening that up, you know, than the NFL. Winning MVP, like, that's just a quarterback award, right? So, you know, you look across the board, like, it's still difficult because you're not going to get, you know, a ton of value on a lot of other guys. Like, it's still quarterback-driven. I don't have anything good for you. Like, that, it's not great. Like, your quarterback guys are going to be there at the beginning. And then you just kind of feel out of, okay, who's a wide receiver that could really step out? Who's a running back that could really step out? And think about it. Like, they're going to have to put up, like, Derrick Henry-type numbers, right, to take it from a quarterback, because generally, man, quarterbacks just have, they've got the route to it. So, yeah, I wish I had a better answer for you. Mm-hmm. It's difficult. Yeah.
Now, have the odds has the gap kind of closed in regards to odds of who's going to win the SEC, whether it's Alabama or Georgia?
Well, yeah, okay, so, you know, it's kind of been close between those two. All right, so you got Alabama, they're -140 as we speak, Georgia +140, and those two numbers have really kind of stuck together, right? Like, it's kind of been those. But you look at below that, all right, the third best odds to win the SEC is Texas A&M at +1600. Like, that's a crazy, crazy delta between the top two and then everybody else. So, no, we haven't seen much change. Alabama's been your favorite. They'll continue to be it. The difficult part is that Alabama got a pretty tough schedule. Georgia, they get past Oregon, which we all think that they will. Not saying that their schedule's easy, but it's definitely easier than Alabama's. So if you like Alabama to win the SEC, let Georgia beat up on Oregon. Let Georgia beat up on a couple guys. Get that number down just a little bit, and then jump on Alabama.
Now, have you seen any numbers change in regards to the Big Ten, whether it's Ohio State, whether it's Michigan, Michigan State? You can throw any other team in there, any other top team in there from the Big Ten.
Yeah, so, you know, Ohio State's been your favorite. They sit right now at -650 to win the Big Ten. Michigan second at +750. And they keep going on the list. Wisconsin, 1,200. Penn State, 1,400. And you can continue to go. So, no, like, we haven't seen much change there. Like, the SEC and the Big Ten, and really kind of college football as a whole, it's very chalky in terms of these, you know, big future sets, because look at the college football playoff. Like, it's generally the same teams that get up there. But I'll say this, man, like, Ohio State is going to be awesome. Like, they're going to be a great team this year. But Michigan's not going to fall off that much. Like, they are a ground-and-pound, play-good defense-type team. And, yeah, they lost some guys in the NFL, but they replaced them, too. So, yeah, if you're looking at somebody, like, basically, if you're looking to play the field like everyone else but Ohio State, Michigan, solid play there, man.
Alan Bell is with us, CBS. Okay, before we let you go, an NFL team that didn't make the playoffs last year that you would sprinkle a little bit on to make the playoffs?
Oh, that is an excellent question. All right, I mean, the Colts is the easy answer. And I'm not saying that they're going to win the AFC South, but I think that they're going to be better than what they were last year. Man, that might be the best game. Like, that might be what I have for you. Like, I don't see, you know, a ton of other teams like that were poor, like making a big jump. Like, I don't trust, you know, a lot of people are going to be like the Broncos, the AFC West. I don't trust that. It's too difficult. I don't see, you know, really, you know, the AFC East. I mean, I think Buffalo is going to win that division. I think Miami's going to be pretty good. Like, keep an eye there. Other than that, man, like, I think it's going to be kind of chalky. Like, I thought back to you. Like, do you guys have a better answer? Because I'd love to bet it. Like, I just don't have anything great that comes to mind.
There were a couple of teams. We kicked around a couple teams yesterday. Mm-hmm. A lot of them in the AFC. The AFC is so deep. And I don't know how the odds, like, Alan, if I were to say, you know, something crazy like the Jaguars or the Carolina Panthers.
The Jags would plus 450 is not.
Yeah, I'm guessing I would get a lot better odds, right, if I took a little more risk that way. Whereas a team like the Colts, who probably felt like they should have made it last year,
Baltimore,
or the Chargers, or Baltimore. Those are safer plays for sure, but you probably don't get the odds.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, I mean, you're gonna, it's gonna be tough, you know, on somebody like Baltimore. And, you know, I find the AFC North so fascinating, man, because I think, like, what are we gonna get out of Cincinnati? I think that they're gonna be, like, on paper that they should actually be better, but I don't think that, you know, it's very, very difficult to reach that level again. We've seen year in and year out. Baltimore, they're going to be a good team. I'm not saying Pittsburgh's going anywhere, but I will say, man, that, like, every time that the public is out on Pittsburgh, that's when I bet Pittsburgh, because Mike Tomlin just knows what he's doing, but I don't know about making the playoffs. So I think your answer's there. Like, I think the answer to this question is that you're not going to get huge value, but that's for a reason, and it's smarter, like you said, to roll, you know, with a team like Baltimore, team like the Colts. Like, don't look for value huge in this one. Just take what makes sense.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, Alan. I'm glad that football season is finally here, and always good to talk to you. Appreciate it. We'll do it again soon.
Man, I look forward to it. Good to talk to you guys as well. Have a great day.
Alan Bell, CBS Sports, joining us, Sportsline as well, talking a little sports betting with you as week zero is here for college football. Coming up next, a big brawl in Los Angeles. Could there be a suspension from it? We will discuss that. Plus, we'll have Panic at the Disco tickets to give away, our trivia question of the day. That's all coming up. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.